Morgan's AM. Solid start to the month of May for US equity markets.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
The Dow and S&P 500 booked modest gains to open May, with companies leveraged to the reopening of the economy trading strongly. The Dow gained 238 points or 0.7% to 34,113, logging its third highest settlement in history. The broader S&P 500 added 0.3% to just shy of 4,193 and logging its second highest close ever. Energy and materials led 6 of the 11 primary sectors higher, while consumer discretionary was the worst performing primary sector overnight. Baker Hughes jumped 8% to be the leading S&P 500 constituent, after General Electric disclosed last Friday that it sold off more of its holding in the oilfield services company, likely raising approximately $1 billion. Royal Caribbean Cruises and American Airlines both gained over 1% to be notable performers. However, Tesla Inc. fell 3.5% after a German trade magazine reported that the company's gigafactory in Berlin is likely to be delayed by 6 months. Technology-centric Nasdaq lost 0.5%, while the small capitalisation Russell 2000 index rose 0.5%. In broader stock moves, Berkshire Hathaway's A shares rose 1.8% after the industrial conglomerate reported a surge in first quarter earnings over the weekend and after Warren Buffett reportedly effectively confirmed Vice Chair Greg Abel as his heir apparent. In merger and acquisition news, Verizon Communications eked out a 0.2% gain after announcing it would sell Verizon Media, including its Yahoo and AOL brands, for approximately $5 billion to private equity firm Apollo Global Management. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that most capacity restrictions will be lifted across New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, while 24-hour subway service will resume in New York City later this month. In US corporate earnings, Estee Lauder companies tumbled 7.9% after a mixed first quarter result. Mosaic fell over 4% in the extended session after the fertilizer group posted its first quarter result, reporting earnings per share and revenue that were in line or slightly better than economists' forecasts. ConocoPhillips, DuPont, Pfizer and T-Mobile are among companies slated to release quarterly earnings tonight. In US economic data, the Institute of Supply Management's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index fell to a reading of 60.7 in April after surging to its highest level since December 1983 in March. The ISM survey's measure of prices paid by manufacturers rose last month to the highest reading since July 2008. Elsewhere, construction spending rebounded a less than expected 0.2% in March, as strength in housing was offset by continued weakness in outlays on non-residential structures and public projects. European bourses opened May on a positive footing, buoyed by surveys pointing to robust growth in the US and Eurozone factory sectors. The benchmark Pan-European Stoxx 600 index gained 0.6%, Germany's DAX rose 0.7%, Lufthansa up 2.6% after the German carrier said it will offer flights to more than 100 holiday destinations. France's CAC rose 0.6% also. AXA and Ferrari are among notable companies slated to report tonight in Europe. In economic data, a final reading of the IHS Market Manufacturing PMI for the Eurozone rose to 62.9 in April from 62.5 in March. It was below the initial 63.3 flash estimate, but still marked the highest reading since the survey began in June 1997. German retail sales posted their biggest year-on-year increase in March since the start of the COVID pandemic, jumping 11% compared to the month a year earlier, much better than the 0.3% decline forecast by economists. UK equity markets were closed overnight for the early May Day bank holiday. Similarly, the London Metal Exchange was closed overnight. However, July copper contract on the COMEX exchange rose 1.3% to $4.5270 a pound. Benchmark spot iron ore was unchanged at $188.85 a metric tonne, with China markets closed for the Labor Day holidays. Gold futures logged their first gain in five sessions, climbing $24.10 to $1,791.80 an ounce, scaling an intra-session peak of $1,798.90 an ounce. Oil prices advanced, WTI up 91 cents to $64.49 a barrel, Brent gained 80 cents to $67.56 a barrel. Bloomberg reported on Monday that Iraq's oil minister said crude prices would probably remain around $65 a barrel in the coming months, adding that there is no concern around a drop in prices. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 2.6 basis points to 1.61%. The Australian dollar is firmer, buying around 77.6 US cents The Reserve Bank of Australia hosts their latest monetary policy meeting and is expected to keep interest rates on hold when they announce their decision this afternoon. Balance of trade figures for March and home loans data for March are also on today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.